Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Janet Christie back on the show. Janet's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, one of the top thinkers in our Brain Trust on business management and marketing. And one of the things she does is she helps women put their best foot forward in the marketplace in a number of different ways. And she got a brand new book out called 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. And we're going to talk about those, some of those. Don't worry, we're not going to get to all 101 of them. Maybe over the next year or two we will, but we're going to talk about a few of them today. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
For having me.
It's good to have you back. So congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you.
I know you're a mother. Writing a book's like birthing a baby, isn't it?
Oh, very much so.
I tell guys who haven't written one yet that it's as close as we'll ever get to birthing a baby.
Well, and I was talking with some other female business owners, friends of mine, the other day, and it's tough when the product is yourself, and that's
right.
That's what the book is. You know, it's your blood, sweat, and tears. So
exactly, no question about it. And you take a lot of pride in it, and that's the reason why there's, you know, so many good books out there. People take a lot of pride because once you It's like your own child. You know, you want your child to behave when they go out into the world, right? And so you want your book to be a positive and productive extension of you, don't you?
Oh yeah, and productive is the key because, of course, this book pretty much wrote itself over the last 8 years while I've been doing consulting to small businesses, especially the women and minority ones, and so it's all the. Or, well, maybe not all, but it's a lot of the things I saw that they weren't doing they shouldn't do, and they did, and things they don't even know about. So,
right. Let's talk about some of those. Give us let's just do a handful of your 101 marketing actions.
Well,
what's the first thing? If we've got somebody sitting at your knee right now, Janet, and they don't. They not only don't know anything about marketing, they don't suspect anything about marketing. What would be the first thing you would tell them?
Well, the first thing is that they need to focus in on one of the words in the title, and that word is actions. So it's not advice, it's not tips, although there's some of that in there.
It's not suggestions or...
Nope, because they get so much of that. That's why I wrote it in the fashion that I did, because small businesses get all these magic formulas and all this advice and tips and philosophy, and this is like eating the big elephant one bite at a time.
Right.
So it breaks a lot of things down into small bites. But if they were sitting in front of me and said, you know, where do I start? The first thing that I would tell them is to be sure that they understand who their customers are first, and then how what they sell or provide works or enables or assists or helps in some way those customers.
Well, I'll tell you, Janet, I'm so glad you said what you said. And folks, this is an example of what I mean when I say she's got, you know, one of our top business minds in the Brain Trust. Janet, the single reason why small businesses fail from the marketplace standpoint, not from an operations standpoint. From that standpoint, it's cash flow and being undercapitalized.
Right.
From a marketplace standpoint, the single biggest reason why small businesses fail, they don't know who their customers are. They actually think everybody in the phone book is one of their prospects.
Yes, and then they make an attempt to get information out to all those people in the phone book.
They think they're Walmart or something.
and actually, this one came to my mind or pushed to the front of my mind because I hear that, you know, I do consulting for small business incubators and centers. Right. And so when I do research or help them set up a business plan, I always talk to the bankers in that area. And I always talk to the large corporations and the large government entities, the would-be customers of these small businesses. And all of them always tell me the customer does not know, or the small business does not know who their customers are.
Yeah.
And they use those words.
So you wind up wasting a lot of time trying to attract people who are not going to be attracted to you. And as the movie title said, they're just not going to be that into you. They waste a lot of time. They waste a lot of money, and then they just fail.
Mm-hmm.
So these are marketing actions, folks. And so far you haven't spent a nickel because you just need to understand these things. All right, what's next?
Well, one other thing about that, the bankers that told me that say that's one of the main reasons people don't get business loans. So we're talking about marketing, but you mentioned that operational. That's because they can't tell them who their customers are.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, if that isn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. Go ahead.
Well, and so in the book, I help people walk through a worksheet or an exercise for determining who your customers are and then for determining what, you know, because it really is not important what your product or service is. It's what it can do for those people.
All right.
So, another one is that they do not schedule time to do marketing. So
it won't happen all by itself. It won't just wake up in the morning and take off on its own, will it?
No, it won't. And if you do not put it on your calendar and do not schedule time both to do some research and then to get the word out, so you can have the best plan in the world, but if you don't put it on your calendar and actually take action, nothing's going to happen.
And forgive me if this is another one of your budget, one of your items, but just in case it isn't specifically, it seems to me that it should follow this one, and that is if it's not on your budget, it won't get funded.
That's true. It won't. You'll put the money on something else.
If you looked at 100 small business budgets and operating statements, look at their operating statements, the one where you actually see what they've actually spent on what different things. Maybe three or four of them would actually have a line for marketing.
Yes.
And
what it probably will say, or often will say, instead of marketing is advertising.
Yeah.
And that's not really what we're talking about.
And here, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to help us with a distinction. Janet, tell us where we can get your book.
It's available at any bookstore, any bookseller online, and then it's available at booklocker.com in both print and ebook form.
Booklocker.com. Check it out. Janet Christie is the author. The book is 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. One can tell. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, hanging out with you here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie, who's not here. She's somewhere else, but we're having a great visit with her. And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. By the way, be sure to take our poll question. Answer our poll question on the homepage, which is about which political party or movement do you think is best suited to deal with the current economic conditions and recovery. So check that out. Give us your answer. When you answer the question, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Don't forget all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Janet Christie. Her new book is called 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. And I know this is available wherever books are sold, but there's that one other website you told us about. Janet, tell us again.
Yes, because it is available in ebook form, and I did that at the beginning this time because it's got so many forms and worksheets in it that the ebook form may be better for some people. So it's available in ebook or print form at booklocker.com.
Right, and so the forms and everything, these are actual documents that they can print out and use and work with them.
It is. As a matter of fact, I call it a workshop and a book.
Good for you, and I appreciate that very much. So, folks, check that out if you don't take advantage of it. By the way, how much is it in ebook form?
It's $8.95.
Wow, what a deal! That's not you're not charging enough for that, Janet. you should raise the price.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet, just give us a couple more of your marketing actions that we need to take.
Well, another thing that I saw people struggle with, because this marketing thing is maybe foreign to them or it's just so large to try to tackle, I see people spending a lot of time getting ready instead of doing something with marketing. Mm-hmm. So I kind of walk
through. They can't pull the trigger, can they?
No. They spend a lot of time, you know, getting the right paraphernalia and the right supplies.
You think they're afraid they'll fail?
I do.
Let me tell you something, folks. Janet, you and I have talked about this. You're going to fail.
Yeah, and you're going to hear no.
Just get over it. You're going to fail. The key is to fail little, right? Fail small.
Right. You're not going to find a prince if you don't kiss some frogs.
That's exactly right. You're going to mess up, folks. Just don't mess up big. Mess up small.
Yeah.
Little mistakes.
Yeah.
You can learn just as much from a small mistake as you can a big one.
Oh, you absolutely can. And if you approach somebody and they give you a no, then figure out why. Was it because of the way you said something? Is it your product? Is it because they're not really a customer?
Well, see, we don't in marketing, people don't, they don't, the marketing professionals don't really call it failing. I shouldn't have used that term except to get their attention, Janet. They call it testing, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You test it.
Every marketing.
And if it doesn't turn out like you like, well, that test told us. It taught us something. So it's not really a failure. You learned something.
It should be treated as research.
That's right. Exactly. Because, all right, what's next?
Networking. Of course, everybody talks about networking and social networking. But what I see people doing so often is that they network with their peers instead of their prospects.
They never get out of their comfort zone, do they?
Right. So
yeah, a bunch of grocers getting together, not going to sell each other any food.
No, and I see that so often with women. They're in these women's business organizations or this women's business network, and they need to be. That's fine if all those people can buy from them, but they need to be in front of their customers. Which of course goes back to you got to know who your prospects and customers are.
You got to get out of your comfort zone, folks, because I'll tell you something. This is kind of like that story. Like what you were just saying, Janet, I worked for a guy a long time ago. I was still in college, and he took me to he was in the furniture business, and he took me to market one time, and he bought a bunch of furniture that I thought was ugly. I said, Mr. Bill, do you like that sofa? He said, I hate it. I said, why'd you buy it? He said, if I filled up my store with furniture that only I liked, he said, I'd get to be around my furniture that I liked a long time. And you know what? That sofa that I didn't like was gone in 3 days when we got into the I never will forget that. But you can't hang out with people and things that you love. You got to get out of your comfort zone.
And it's the same with trade fairs and things and conventions and stuff. It's nice to go if you can learn something, but you got to go to the ones where your customers are.
Well, you know, another thing, if you belong to a club, some kind of a civic club or that you were talking about, that networking group, if you might go to that, don't sit at the same table every time.
Yeah.
You know, just because you see your buddies over there, go to another table.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else? What's next?
In the book, I have a lot of several worksheets and some exercises to determine what are really the best places for you to network, how to evaluate a trade fair or a reverse trade fair. So it helps you walk through that to determine, really, is there any value in it, and then how to make the most of it.
All that for $9?
Yeah.
Janet, come on. I'm always trying to work hard to get my folks a discount or to get them something for free. But, man, folks, this is a lot of stuff for $8.99 in an ebook form. And, of course, I've got my hard copy. I like it, and you're going to want that, too. How much is the hard copy?
The hard copy is $14.95.
Folks, you ought to buy both of them. I'm serious. You should buy both of these books. Get your hard copy. Get the ebook so you can work with it and download the files. Janet, tell us again where we can get it.
Booklocker.com.
Booklocker.com and your own website, Janet.
Oh, yes. And you can go through there. And, of course, you can always order an autographed copy from me. That'll be cool, too.
Okay. Thanks, Janet, for being here. Will you come back and do this again with us?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll do more of this real soon. Thanks a lot. Janet Christie, folks. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.